It's October 31st, 2005. This is a special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head. Sounds in My Head is a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
You must find another brain.
Once a year, on a spooky night, it's Halloween. And what a fright!
Young boys and ghouls in ghoulish disguise. They cover the skin, conceal their eyes.
A great mistake to be held when the ghosts are about. It's Halloween,
a time to be on the rest of the world. They don't observe this ash which has become our biggest concern.
Stop Halloween!
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
Then everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
That right there was the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative with their song, Do They Know It's Halloween? From an EP by the same name. I should explain a little bit about who the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative is. It's all number of bands, sometimes the entire band, sometimes the person, sometimes just a few people from the band. But you got the Arcade Fire representing, you got Beck, David Cross, Devendra Banhart, Feist, the Postal Service, Rilo Kiley, you got Sonic Youth, Smoosh, Wolf Parade, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. You name it, they got it, all piled up together. I think Beck is definitely the most recognizable voice. If you go back and listen to that again, you'll hear Beck, if you didn't the first time, doing his little part. They all teamed up together to do kind of a We Are the World for Halloween, and it was glorious. I really liked that song. All right, up next, it is Matt Pond, PA, out of glorious Philadelphia. This is his song called Halloween. It was on his brand new album called Several Arrows Later. Check out Matt Pond, PA, at Halloween. It's a very good song, right here on the special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head.
where the people were on a Saturday night. Seems like it always seems where I go I want to leave. Thought we were doing fine with our lives. There are people who will tell you started speaking. There is nothing left of my nerves as I lean over to ask her. Pardon the intrusion. Could we leave before it gets bad?
For your terrifying but true, really actually scary and awful Halloween story, a woman killed herself.
in Delaware, late Tuesday or Wednesday, and I'll tell you why I can't be specific about the time. She apparently hung herself from a tree in Frederica, Delaware. I told you this was a scary story. You could totally see her from a bunch of houses nearby and from passing cars, but nobody called the police for hours after the body was there. The reason nobody called the police for hours is because everybody thought it was a Halloween decoration. How freaking scary is that?
As I walked through the graveyard late last night, I saw the most amazing sight. Leaning up against an old tombstone, a handsome boy waiting all alone. He was a skull and costume baby, skull and costume baby, matching white and black. He was sweet as sugar, baby, sweet as sugar, baby. Give me a heart attack. It was just like poison, baby, just like poison, baby. Like coming back. He was a skull and costume baby, skull and costume baby. Give me a heart attack. And then this handsome devil of a man walked up to me and took me by the hand. A cold shiver ran up and down my spine as I held his cold hand in mine. He was a skull and costume baby, skull and costume baby, tattooed white and black. He was sweet as sugar, baby, sweet as sugar, baby. Give me a heart attack. It was just like poison, baby, just like poison, baby. Started coming back. He was a skull and costume baby, skull and costume baby. Give me a heart attack. So we kissed the rest of the night. Though it was dark, the moon shone bright. I wished that he would never go away, but he vanished at the break of day. He was a skull and costume baby, skull and costume baby, tattooed white and black. He was sweet as sugar, baby, sweet as sugar, baby. Give me a heart attack. It was just like poison, baby, just like poison, baby. Like coming back. He was a skull and costume baby, skull and costume baby. Give me a heart attack.
The very day we announced our engagement, he told me of his experiments.
There's a lot of love, but not the kind I need. You ever made a soup out of a pumpkin seeds? And there's a lot of skin and flesh I never should have seen. There's too many halfways in between. There's a lot of slaves I think I wish I'd done. And there's a lot of leaves my true love gave to me. There's a lot of stains I think I wish I'd done. And there's a lot of leaves my true love gave to me. There's a lot of seas I wish I'd never saw. There's a lot of birds that people like to draw. And there's a lot of seas I wish I'd never saw. Thank you. lot of love, but not the kind I mean.
That right there was San Francisco's Devendra Banhart. You heard him previously on this episode, along with everybody else in the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative. But that was his very own song that was called Pumpkin Seeds, and it was from his 2002 album, frequently referred to as Oh Me Oh My. But the full title is actually Oh Me Oh My, The Way the Day Goes By, The Sun Is Setting, Dogs Are Dreaming, Love Songs of the Christmas Spirit. And I kid you not, that is the full title. Before Devendra Banhart was DQE and their song Halloween Song from their also 2002 album called The Queen of Mean. It was kind of a little pocket of lo-fi songs right there together. Very nice. On to a different sound now, the UK's The Clientele. This is their song called Haunted Melody from their 2003 album The Violent Hour. Actually, I should have done Haunted Melody in the scary voice because The Violent Hour isn't all that scary. But anyway, 2003 album, The Violet Hour. They also have a new album called Strange Geometry, but nothing on it was Halloween themed. So that's where you're getting Haunted Melody from their 2003 album. Here's The Clientele with Haunted Melody on the sounds in my head.
Been indicted? Trouble with the law? Subpoenas piling up at your door? Hi, I'm Murray Kleinman, attorney at law. If you or a Republican you love is the target of an irresponsible partisan witch hunt, call me. I'll do the lying so you don't have to. I've defended Republicans charged with leaking, conspiracy, perjury, obstruction of justice, money laundering, insider trading, wire fraud, bribery, DUI, the death of a hooker. And that's just Tom DeLay. So call me, Murray Kleinman. And remember, if it were a crime, there'd be sex involved.
Getting close. I figured, what the hell? It's Halloween. I go as a ghost. I take a sheet off the bed and I throw it over my head. And I go to the party. And you have to get the picture. I'm walking down the street in a deep southern town. I have a white sheet over my head. And a car pulls up and three guys with white sheets say, get in. So I figure there's guys going to the party as ghosts. And I get into the car and I see we're not going to the party and I tell them. And they say, well, we have to go pick up the Grand Dragon. And all of a sudden it hits me, down south, white sheets, the Grand Dragon. I put two and two together. I said, fellas, this country can't survive unless we love one another, regardless of race, creed, or color. And they were so moved by my words that not only did they let me go, but that night I sold them $2,000 worth of Israel bonds.
Why, even Dracula will be there.
It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Dracolantis are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. Seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over and they can all live on, they wish that Halloween had just begun.
That right there was The Shags out of New Hampshire, formed in 1969, disbanded in like 71 or 73 or something. A group of sisters whose dad felt very strongly that they should record music despite the fact that they had absolutely no talent. So that was on It's Halloween, which, if you can believe it, has been covered. It sounds a little something like this in the cover.
It's time for fun, not just for one, but for everyone. It's Halloween, it's Halloween.
That was Juiced Visser doing his cover from Even Better Than the Beatles, a cover album of The Shags. Clearly a tongue-in-cheek title there. Before The Shags was California's Rogue Wave. You may be wondering why you heard a cover of Buddy Holly's Every Day. The reason is because Rogue Wave's cover was found on Stubbs the Zombie. That's the soundtrack for the video game. It's Stubbs the Zombie, and what an amazingly fine soundtrack it is. You gotta check it out. I'm gonna play another song from it next, but you gotta check out this soundtrack. It's really just astoundingly good, and that's a really good version of Every Day, if you ask me, and Rogue Wave, who has a brand new CD out that isn't from their CD. It's only available on the Stubbs the Zombie soundtrack, which, speaking of Stubbs the Zombie, you gotta check out this next song. It's San Francisco's Oranger, and they're doing their cover of the Cordette song, Mr. Sandman, and I really like this song a whole lot, so I want to play it and Buddy Holly's Everyday cover, just because I love the songs, even though they don't really relate to Halloween. But it's from Stubbs the Zombie. Right. So, without further ado, here's Oranger, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head with Mr. Sandman.
Oh,
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Then tell her that her lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beams, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her the word that I'm not a rover. And tell her that her lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam.
For this episode of The Sounds in My Head, the music I talked over this week was Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven, Halloween by Gavin Castleton, and Screamin' Skull by Sir Drew. Be sure to check out the new Sounds in My Head website. It looks similar, but it functions much better. There's a search, there's archives, you can even leave comments for the show and tell me what you think. I promise to read them. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.
We must find another brain.